Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission reminds you it's not too early to be thinking about the 2016 growing season. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards says now's the time to be taking notes to remind yourself what worked or didn't work as you produce the 2015 crop.
If you were growing a variety like Ruby Lee that is susceptible to stripe rust and you're not really willing to spray a fungicide, we need to look at changing varieties next year and go with something like a Gallagher or Billings that is resistant. So make a note of what diseases you have and be prepared to either spray a fungicide next year or switch to a resistant variety so you know you don't have to worry about fungicides. Either one is a sound method. You just need to have a plan of action.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers. Learn more at www.ok.gov/wheat.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures closed in the red across the board today. We had corn down 2 to 2.5 cents. July corn down 3 at 365. December corn down 2.5 cents at 382. Wasn't much news really for the corn futures. It just seemed like they were following the outside markets and other grains because beans and wheat were both lower. Beans down 3 to 4 cents. November new crop beans 934, down 3. Traded that NOPA crush report today, which we'll talk about in the next segment. And then wheat futures were a little bit lower today after yesterday's big rally. Of course, yesterday it was up sharply. Hedge funds covered about 80 million bushels worth of short positions. They were record short, and as of today, they're estimated to only be short about 445 million bushels, down from about 540 million. So a really big short covering rally here the last, yesterday. Today, of course, a little bit lower. Kansas City July wheat down 1.25 cents at 542. Chicago July at 510 3/4, down 3.5. There was some anticipation that the market would see some short covering or some follow-through buying after yesterday. We really didn't see that.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
The NOPA, National Oilseed Producers Association, crush report today for the month of April was a record at 150.4 million bushels. The average guess was 147.8. Last year for the same month, now we are at 132.667. So really big compared to last year at this time, and it was a record. The previous record for this month was 139.96, set back in 2008. So really good bean demand across the board here, and that's part of the reason why beans haven't sold off as much as the corn and the wheat futures. Hedge funds, as I mentioned in the wheat, a lot of short covering. They're still short across the board. About 445 million bushels of wheat, 525 million bushels of corn, and short 230 million bushels of soybeans. So short across the board. That might kind of go away here if they continue to cover those short positions. And then cattle futures a little bit lower today, down 25 to 75 in the feeders. August feeders settled out at 218.20. They did reach the highest level in about a week. They broke through 219.17 and went up to 219.60, but they haven't seen that high since from April 7th of 221. Lots of ideas that's where they're headed.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Thank you, Justin. In recapping the markets, June live cattle down 127 at 152.52. August down 127 at 150.80. May feeder cattle down 25 at 219 even. August down 55 at 218.40. June lean hogs down 60 at 83.35. July down 72 at 83.92. In the grain market, July Kansas City wheat down 1.5 at 541 3/4. December up 0.5 at 567 3/4. July Chicago wheat down 3.25 at 511. July corn down 2.5 at 365.5. And December down 2 at 382 3/4. July soybeans down 3 3/4 at 953 1/4. November down 2.5 at 934 1/2. July cotton up 31 at 66.84, with December up 32 at 66.82. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.